I just celebrated my 30th birthday in November, and it made me reflect on the things I figured out in my 20s, things I wish everyone in their 20s could learn earlier. 1. Find your relative advantage. Everyone is born with different abilities. Many of them are not valued in the traditional education system, but that doesn't mean you don't have strengths. The earlier you recognize your strengths and develop the skills related to them, the more advantage you will have in the real world. And don't hold on to the idea of rabbits competing with turtles. They shine in different fields. Rabbits run fast and reproduce quickly. Turtles live peacefully for 100 years. Your strengths actually come from your childhood experiences, your natural tendencies, your interests, and your personalities, and your specific knowledge. So ask yourself, what did I love doing as a child? What did I pick up faster and do better than the people around me? What could I do for hours without noticing time passing? That's where your relative advantage lies. It's almost impossible to fix your weaknesses. You will never turn your weak spots into your superpowers, but you can amplify your strengths by orders of magnitude. And in the real world, people look for those with strengths to help them solve real problems. 2, when you don't understand something, don't reject it. Ask questions. When you hear something unfamiliar, let your first reaction be curiosity, not denial. That's the way to be lucky. Psychologist Richard Wiseman did a luck experiment. He found that truly successful people are not necessarily more intelligent. They simply have more openness to new experiences. When I was in college, I convinced myself I should become a financial analyst because that's what everyone else aimed for. But I didn't like it, and I had no relative advantage there. I even rejected many internship opportunities related to media and think tanks. Until one day, I realized the best opportunity had been waiting in my email inbox the whole time. So I decided to say yes to new things, even the things I didn't fully understand yet. And that mindset helped me switch from finance to journalism to content creation, which was a new field back then and not very respected by the intellectuals around me. And honestly, this is the pattern of technological development throughout human history. Whenever something new appears, some people embrace it, some people attack it, and some simply ignore it because they don't understand it. But that's exactly where opportunities lie. If everyone already understands something, it's probably not new anymore. Opportunities always hide in the unfamiliar. So don't reject new things immediately. Learn first, judge later. 3, make decisions for yourself. You are the only one responsible for your life. Don't outsource your decisions to others. Many people avoid deciding because they want to avoid responsibility. If things go wrong, they want someone to blame. Oh, it's all your fault, not mine. That's human nature. We all have that. But regardless of who you blame, you still have to bear the consequences and suffer for the rest of your life. It's like driving a car. If you want to go somewhere, you have to drive. If you hire someone else to drive, you can't complain about a route they choose, or the way they drive, or the smell of the car, or the music they listen to. Growing up in China, many of us were raised inside a system shaped by planned economy thinking. The idea that a big institution or authority figure would guide your life, your education, your career, your marriage, every choice. But things have changed since the economic reform. We must let go of that old mindset. In today's world, you are the CEO of your life. Gather high-quality information and seek advice from those who have expertise in the area you are interested in. Make the best decision you can with what you have. And once you choose, don't torture yourself with regret. In the long run, there's no good or bad decision. When you look back, the dots connect. Everything makes sense. It's like the old saying, God has the best plan for you. 4, develop a few hobbies that support you during low times. You need hobbies you would do even if nobody pay you. These useless hobbies might actually save your mental health. For me, I've played the piano for over 2 decades. I've kept jogging for 3 kilometers every day for 15 years. I've been learning singing for 4 years. Sometimes I also draw. These have nothing to do with my major, my job, my career, but whenever I feel anxious or depressed, I turn to music, arts, and sports. And I think nothing can beat me down. So this is why I call useless hobbies quality of life determinators. And ironically, these hobbies also boost creativity. When you stop forcing yourself to brainstorm, inspiration often appears while you are taking a walk, taking a shower, or doing something you genuinely enjoy. So always keep a few useless hobbies. They may guide you back to yourself. If you want to learn more about finding what you truly love, designing your 20s, and discovering your purpose, I wrote much more about it in my book, 绽放，在标准答案之外找到人生优解。You can find the link below. Thank you for watching. 我是夏冰雹 and I wish you a wonderful, meaningful, transformative 20s.